You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee, the show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning in to the show. Welcome to it. In the studio with me is Miss Ronnie V, and Miss Tanae is here.
Hello.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
How are you all? Tanae.
Hello.
No. I don't know what that face was about.
Planet of the Apes.
But no, we're not having it.
I remember that movie with, what is it, Brad Pitt? And he was going through all the little zombies, and they were like,
World War Z. It's a very good movie, by the way.
I haven't seen that.
World War Z is very good. Okay, well, let's get right into the show. We have a lot to talk about today. I want to, you know, last week I brought you an update on Chris Brown. Remember the girl accused him of pulling out a gun on her or something and threatening to kill her. Remember she said that. What is it? She was admiring some jewelry or something.
That a guy had brought over.
Right. And mm-hmm. said that Chris pulled out a gun on her and stuff. Well, and you remember that the cops were all, the helicopters were all over his house. They stormed the house. Well, they found nothing. They found no guns. Let me get this. Police did not find guns or drugs during the search of singer Chris Brown's mansion before his arrest on allegations he threatened a model at gunpoint. His attorney is Mark Garagos, who is like a heavy hitter, you celebrity attorney. I mean, mm-hmm. Mark Garagos
yeah,
is as
Mark.
Big as you get. Okay.
Like she a celebrity or something.
Okay. They said that the police did not find evidence to corroborate the accuser's story, including a specific piece of jewelry that she said triggered the incident. So they didn't find anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I told y'all last week that she's actually wanted in another case in New York for grand larceny. She's wanted for questioning.
Well, did you hear that she sent a text to one of her friends?
Yes, about I'm going to set him up or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But see, the thing about it is, what was she even doing at his house? Have y'all seen what she looked like?
See, that's my point. My point is, first of all, Chris, now he's doing like videos and stuff talking about it. Keep talking about how people, you know, will use him to get famous. Okay, well, how about keeping people out of your house?
Yes. Exactly. Did anybody ask him what was her last name? Can he tell y'all that?
Exactly. Exactly. Keep them out of your inner circle. Only keep the people that you trust and know in your circle.
Especially with your status. Like,
exactly.
That's just like anybody. I mean, even with us not having a status like him, ain't just anybody coming in our house.
Exactly.
It ain't happening.
Right. And I mean, he did make a valid point. Now, where was the police at when that girl was in his bathtub?
What girl was in his bathtub?
He had that crazy fan that was in his bathtub. That,
oh, yeah, when
that
he
had
got
been staying
home.
At his house. For
Shut up. Wait a minute. Was she taking a bath or was she
sleeping? No, was just hiding in the bathtub. Them
groupies.
Done drew graffiti on his wall. I mean, just, I love, I mean, just fan stuff. Crazy.
How did
and
she
was
get,
hiding
why
in his
you
bathroom?
Don't got security That's that somebody can be in your bathtub?
That's my point. How come you don't have a alarm
you know
system?
That gives me high hopes. Chris. I'm coming over there.
Okay.
Unannounced.
Going and announce it so he can be ready.
So you can be shackled up later on.
So shackled ready for you. Yeah, but yeah, Chris, how about keeping people out of your house that, you know, you don't know? Talking about she wants to be a model. First of all, what is she modeling? Because I saw her.
That chin.
I don't understand what she must be modeling for National Geographic because I don't understand what kind of modeling. Talking about she wants to be in his next video. That's why she was there. She wanted him
what
to put
she
her.
Play?
That's what I'm thinking. I don't
what
know. Maybe
part?
A waitress or something. I'm not sure.
The cellmate.
I'm very perplexed about this. I'm, you know.
But wasn't she like a Miss USA or something like that?
She might have been a Miss Clayton.
A Miss Johnson.
Miss Johnson County is probably what she was. Last week, I brought you the terrible story about the three-year-old, remember, that was left in the car for 6 hours by her mother.
Mm-hmm.
The mother's name is Rocio Estrada, and she was arrested Tuesday and charged with involuntary manslaughter and felony child abuse and neglect.
Oh my God, how do y'all feel about that? Like, do you agree?
I agree.
Yeah.
I 100% agree with that.
So nothing was determined, like she went in, took some medicine, dozed off, like was she up the entire time that the other kids was running around? Like, what was the background on that?
I don't know. I do not understand how a mother cannot know that her child, especially a mother though. Yeah. And especially a mother to a little girl.
Yeah.
You know, I do not understand how can you not know that your 3-year-old toddler, who normally is into everything, you know, how you don't know for 6 hours that child is not in your home.
Like you said, the other kids was asking about her.
Well, I don't know that they did. I just wondered if the other kids say, well, mama, where's, you know.
And how does the husband feel? Did he make a statement?
He didn't make any statement about her.
Was she married or he's just a...
Oh, no, she's married. They were married.
Okay.
They were married. And, yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, but I totally agree with that. I really do, because I'm still baffled by it. I still don't understand.
So for those who may not have caught the show last week, explain, like, what is the situation?
Well, here's the thing. A mother took, I think her kids, they went to lunch or something. And when they came home, she and the rest of the kids go into the house, and she leaves the 3-year-old in the van for 6 hours.
Did they have a third row or something?
I don't. Like, I don't know.
Then, yeah, why would the smallest child be in the third row anyway?
She left the kid. The father comes home at around 7 later that night, and he's the one that sees his daughter in the car. So he knocks out the window, but it was too late. By the time, you know, they got her out, she had died.
Wow.
Now, you know, a couple of weeks ago, it was 95 and 100 degrees here.
Absolutely.
So that poor 3-year-old little girl is suffocating in a hot. Oh, I, you
and where
know
did
what?
This take place?
It's in Durham, North Carolina. For me to think about it is just, I can't even think about something like that happening. You know what I'm saying too?
Yeah.
I noticed when my charger is left in the car.
Exactly.
I'm like,
yeah, that's because you're always on your phone. That's why.
Yeah, but you're always a parent.
But it's something that I cared about, right? The charger.
That would be like you, Tanae. If you. There is no way you could not know that Caleb was in your house.
The moment I unclicked my seat, but I want to go.
There's no way. And that's my thing. Did she say anything?
Might have fell asleep in the car.
Did the other kids maybe?
That's my point. That's a question
what
I had.
What was the ages of the other kids?
They were little, too. I think one was kind of older, though. I don't remember the ages.
She had how many children?
I think 4.
So you mean out of 4 kids?
That's... And a 3-year-old toddler who is normally running around screaming, getting in. You have to really constantly walk behind a 3-year-old, basically, or they're going to tear something up. So how do you not know that your 3-year-old is not with you? I just
for 6 hours.
6 hours.
Did it test for drugs?
She must have went in and took up some aspirins or something. Fell asleep. Like, I'm gonna give her that benefit.
They didn't
say. I would not, because I mean, there's no way.
You never know. She might had what you call them? People just fall asleep while you're talking to them.
Narcolepsy. Yeah.
Well, then she shouldn't have no license. So that scratches your theory.
No, that's true too. That is true too.
They cannot have license.
Exactly. So yeah.
Next.
But yeah, I agree with this 100%. She should be jailed, and it's a tragedy.
They should put her in the car for 6 hours.
But I can't even stay. You know what? I have to tell y'all this. When I cut my car off and the air goes off, I have to immediately open my door. Yeah. I can't.
Yeah, because it's rare to even be in the car.
It's.
Mute her.
Do you want the mute? Do you want the mute today?
I want to report here.
It's like I have to have air circulating all the, like, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, no air. It's, I feel like I don't know what I feel like.
But they jumped out the car. When she got the car off, they got out.
I don't, something is just not right. And I think that we're probably going to hear more about this story. I am glad that they charged her, because, you know, she really does need to be charged. Mm-hmm. Colin Kaepernick. Let's talk about Colin Kaepernick. Now, you know, he's doing this protest of the Star Spangled. You know, he's not standing and saluting for the Star Spangled Banner when, you know, they play at his games. You know, they play the Star Spangled Banner like at every sporting event. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So I got to thinking about, like, you know, okay, what is, now he says that he's doing it to show the injustice of the minorities, respect, exactly, of minorities in this country. So he says, you know, I'm not gonna support this. But I got to thinking about, and then I heard somebody say something like that the Star Spangled Banner, the lyrics were racist. So I said, the Star Spangled Banner. Now, I will admit, I have never read all of the Star Spangled Banner.
Or do I know all the words?
But
I just know, and the right.
Exactly. That's all you hear. Yes, it's like the first few verses. But here is a verse in the Star Spangled Banner that I now see what people are talking about. And here's what it says.
Him, read not it. People.
No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. Hmm. Those are verses in the Star Spangled Banner.
Do people skip that verse or something?
Well, you know, you only hear the first. You only hear the first couple of verses in the songs. Okay, so I started doing some research. I said, okay. So some historians maintain that the hireling and slave refer to escaped slaves who had allied themselves with the British during the War of 1812. So basically what happened was when the British, during that war, they basically said, all you slaves who are disenfranchised by this United States, if you come over to us, we will give you your freedom. And that is why that verse is put in the Star Spangled Banner.
Can you say that verse one more time?
Okay. No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. So basically, we're going to kill y'all.
Okay, what? Say it. Piece by piece. I'm going to translate for you, Ronnie V. Go ahead, say it again.
Okay. No refuge.
You ain't.
Could save.
Gonna get saved by this whooping.
The hireling and slave, black people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
From the terror of flight.
You can run and scream.
Mm-hmm, or the gloom of the grave.
Pew, pew. Everybody gonna die.
Yes. Yes. So, you know what? So here's the thing. Vice Admiral Alexander I.F. Cochran, who commanded the British North American Station, issued on April 2nd, 1814, a proclamation stating that all those who may be disposed to emigrate from the United States will, with their families, be received on board His Majesty's ships or vessels of war or at the military posts that may be established. When they have their choice of either entering into His Majesty's sea or land forces or being sent as free settlers to the British possessions in North America or West Indies. So they were basically saying, you slaves, we see how y'all are treated here in this country. Mm-hmm. If you come help us fight, we're going to give y'all freedom.
Yeah.
Which was a lie.
No, it wasn't a lie. This is what the British said. It happened.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Roddy V?
That's why there are a lot of black. I know, right? Wow, sure. That's why there are a lot of black people in Europe. You know, Europe has a very large black population.
Yeah,
like she done been
right, and been Europe, North Carolina. Probably that's about the only thing.
Haters.
But okay. I have never ever heard that, and I never read that in the Star Spangled Banner, but it actually says that.
That is why they have good-looking people to sing that song, so you do not hear the lyrics.
That's why they have what?
Good-looking people.
I've seen some ugly people sing the Star Spangled Banner.
And sung it well.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I have never seen an ugly person sing the Star Spangled
Banner. First of all, no one is ugly. They're just physically challenged. That is not a nice word. We'll have this talk
with you another time.
No such thing as ugly people.
There are
beauty
some
is
ugly.
In the eye
there
of the beholder.
There are some ugly people, and
that eye is torched.
And on that note, we're going to take our first break. We will be right back in just a moment. You're listening to This Is How We See It. We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. Before we went to break, we were talking about, first of all, Ronnie V said there are no ugly people, but clearly there are some ugly people.
They're unattractive to others.
Mm-hmm. Beauty okay, is in the eye of the beholder.
And we were just talking about Colin Kaepernick and about the Star Spangled Banner. And, you know, when I first heard that people were saying that it was racist, I did some research and found out that there is a reference to in the Star Spangled Banner that I think, you know, could be racist. You know, no refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave.
Am I the only one that don't know all the words?
No, I didn't know. No, I still don't. I read them.
Today,
I read them for the show.
You're not the only one who's out the loop.
I really do think that most people have never really read all of it. Yeah. I think most people just know what they.
But I bet now it will be Googled.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of them.
So I came across this story that I thought was just absolutely amazing to me about the police in Tenaha, Texas. Ding. Dozens of drivers say that they were robbed by police officers in a small Texas town called Tenaha. All of the incidents happened on U.S. 59, which is a stretch of highway in Texas. All the victims were black or Latino. One guy says that they stopped him for going 37 in a 35 miles per hour zone and took the $8,500 that he was planning to buy a car with.
Can I
believe it.
Oh, no, oh, it's true. It's a huge story. Anderson Cooper was the first one who kind of broke it.
Did he get his money back?
Well, here's the thing. They told him that they were going to charge him with money laundering. He was taken to jail and was told that no charges would be brought against him if he left his cash and jewelry with them. So they basically robbed him. So they said, if you don't leave your cash, this $8,500 and whatever jewelry you got, we're going to put you in jail and we're going to charge you with money laundering.
So they took it and still charged him?
Yes. No, they didn't charge him because he gave it to them.
I'd be in jail.
A lady said that they told her if she left her $6,000 that they wouldn't charge her with anything either and her children would not be turned over to Child Protective Services. So they basically threatened her, if you don't give us your money, we're going to call Child Protective Services and they're going to take your children.
So why were they riding around with this large sums of money?
They were going to buy cars. So it just happened.
Each and every last one of them.
Just two of them were going to buy cars. She says that the district attorney signed off on her deal. So the district attorney knew what was happening.
Wow.
She knew that these police officers were doing this.
Get them.
150 drivers have filed a class action lawsuit against the police department and the DA. So 150 drivers have been shaken down by police in Tenaha, Texas.
So who's handling this case?
Well, they have there's this lawyer. They all have this one lawyer.
Outside of where they're at.
I don't know. But this man, well, this man is the lawyer for all of them. It's a class action lawsuit. And it's 150 people that said, yeah, they did the same thing to me.
He about to get broke off.
I was in Texas.
And here's the thing. They found several checks where the DA was paying the officers large amounts of money.
For what?
For shaking these people down. So she had to been paying, she's paying police officers off. One check was for like, I think it was like $10,000. And the reporter, they got a hold of it. And they looking for her. She at the downtown in a country band playing guitar in a country band.
Well, see, something might be wrong with her mind.
something is definitely wrong with her mind.
She in Tennessee, what's wrong with a country band?
Texas.
Oh.
Not Tennessee. She refused to speak to him when he tracked her down, when he found her at the place, town hall playing the guitar. She refused. He came upon the officer that she wrote the check to. Mm-hmm. He refused to talk.
But you know the best thing about it all, they have a paper trail.
Exactly.
Because without that, it's still their word against theirs.
I mean, police officers.
I'm telling you. It's let me tell you, if I was a police officer,
I'd be scared right now.
And I came across a drug dealer and did a bust. All of that money ain't going. I'm just saying.
But
I believe that's what happens.
If you get found out, you basically ending your career.
How they gonna find out?
They find out stuff like that.
How?
They find out. There's a lot of police officers that have gotten fired and prosecuted because they... Why?
Because they ain't breaking off that dealer that they took it from.
Because they don't do their dirt by themselves.
Throw them back a stack.
I come and 50,000 come, and by the time the police come, well, you know, we found $40,000. They're going to be happy. $40,000 in drug money because $10,000 is coming home.
You ain't getting...
I risk my life every day.
Well, that's why you get a paycheck.
No, it ain't the same. That's why they take bribes and stuff because they don't get paid good.
Oh, they get paid. Some of them get paid again. It's just greed.
Yeah.
It's just greed. It's not. It's never enough.
Well, that'd be me.
No, it would not. First of all, you wouldn't even be a police officer, number
one. Why not?
Who would you be?
Why not?
I can pass a drug test. And serving?
I can pass a drug test. Why can't I be a police officer?
When?
Since 2006. 2006.
Y'all hear the bell? Y'all
Shameful.
Hear the bell go off?
I can see you being a parole officer.
I can't even see it being a parole
Walking
officer.
Sure, right, because I don't want to work somewhere I don't never want to be in life. I can't do it. I hear the stories.
It will make you appreciate your freedom.
I appreciate it every day when I go to my food line.
Yeah, because you don't be in there working. I went to go buy some tacos. I ain't see you in sight. Saw that car, but didn't see you.
Maybe you went on her lunch break.
I peep around the corner. She in the office like this, all tea.
Hey,
it's going on in here?
First of all, it was my admin day. I don't be on the floor on admin day. Second of all, I am the manager. I manage. I don't have to physically get out there and do nothing. I manage, okay?
I don't understand where this accent is
coming
from.
So therefore, a good manager have her department run smoothly.
I was standing in line for about 6 minutes while that guy with the little razor tip head, the used Q-tip head, was standing there just laughing the whole time.
Ooh, no, I hope he wasn't laughing like that.
He was multitasking.
Okay, here is a story that I found absolutely fascinating. That's now, amazing. You guys know that I read People magazine. I really like the crossword puzzle.
You read?
I like the crossword puzzle because it's the only.
But you don't never complete none of the puzzles. Tanae is muted at this moment. She's muted. Ladies and gentlemen, we have technical difficulty.
No, there was no difficulty. I muted the mic.
You cows.
It's the only crossword puzzle that I can do because it's all about entertainment.
So you get all of them right?
Yes, I do. I get
without
like
no help.
99.
That's the only
yes.
crossword puzzle that he can do.
That is correct.
We know that crossword puzzle to begin with an S.
Sudoku, I can't do it. I can't either. I'm not smart enough. Okay, so Bruce Jenner's first wife did an interview for People magazine.
Why?
How many wives do you have?
Two.
Three? Oh, two.
And she talks about the first time Bruce told her that he wanted to be a woman.
Cause you know, these are the ones who said they didn't know. They was blindsided.
He told both of his wives. And I'm just going to read a little excerpt.
Only two wives?
Yeah. I think he was only married twice.
I thought it was three as well.
Who's the second one? Chris is the last one. Who's the second one?
I don't even know the first one.
I'm about to tell you who the first one is. Her name. Okay, hold on just 1 second.
Spell it out. Sound it out. It's okay.
Okay. Her name was Linda Thompson.
Was she black?
She was not. Now, first she went with Elvis. She went with Elvis for a very long time.
Elvis who?
Elvis Presley.
How old is Linda?
I want one money, or two for the show, I three to get her ready now. Go, cat, go. That Elvis.
Ring that bell.
She was with him for a long time, but this is what she had to say about Bruce. Bruce was famous, but not Elvis famous. He was confident and lighthearted, comfortable in his own skin, or so it seemed. There had been strong physical attraction between us from the moment we met. Bruce was masculine, virile. No matter what internal battles might have been raging, I never got the sense he was masquerading. Bruce and I were married January 5th, 1981. When I was entering my fifth month of pregnancy, so she was pregnant.
I was two.
With our first son, Brandon. They have two children, Brandon and Brody. Bruce thought my pregnancy was beautiful. We continued to make love, and I felt very close to him. Then, in 1985, Bruce came to me one day with a very somber look on his face. There's something about me that I really need to tell you, he said. I identify as a woman.
Okay, I want to say this. It was three wives.
Okay, who's the second one?
So the first wife was somebody named Christy.
Oh, I don't know her.
And the second wife is Linda.
Oh, so this one is the second wife. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks for that. Okay, well, I'm going to continue this when we come back, but we got to take a break. We will be right back in just a moment. Stay right with us. We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. Before we went to break, I was talking about Linda Thompson, who was the second wife, mm-hmm. Thanks to Tanae, Bruce Jenner.
She finally got something right.
Right.
Excuse me.
And so,
muter.
And so when we went to break, she says that he came to her and said, I identify as a woman.
And what exactly does that mean when they say I identify as a woman? What do you mean by that?
I guess he meant that he feels like he's a woman.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what? I asked. What does that even mean? He says, I am a woman trapped in a man's body. She says, whoa, Bruce, honey, have you looked in the mirror? I protested.
Whoa, Bruce, honey?
You are the epitome of the ideal man. And therein lies my problem, he lamented. I have lived in the wrong body my whole life. It is a living hell, and I really would like to move forward with the process of becoming a woman.
And this was only after child number one.
Yeah, yes. Can you imagine? Okay, now you two are ladies. You two are ladies. Okay. Think about you're married.
And I love
him. And right? Your husband comes to you and says, I want to become a woman.
After a child has been born.
Yes. What? How? I can't even imagine.
I couldn't have taken it seriously.
I think, okay, so am I in the same situation as her? Does my husband have money?
I, it, regardless, does it really matter?
Yeah, it does.
How?
Because if I'm married to someone and they and I'm married for them, not for love, but for the money, and they tell me they want to be a woman, we could be besties.
So you were married for money?
No, I'm just saying, like, in that situation right there.
She loved him. She didn't marry him for money.
I know. Well,
she
didn't because she
was married. I mean, not married to Elvis, but so she's probably used to dating and being with, you know, very rich and powerful men.
Okay, if it was me, I would feel a little hurt. I might go into a slight depression because I'm pregnant with a man, woman's child. And I just
did you say a man, woman, child?
I would be ready to go off only because you had ample time to tell me before a child was born, before we had 18 years at least of our life to have to deal with each other. So if you couldn't have been man enough to tell me before we created a child, now it may have been different.
Man enough, he's a woman.
Well, woman enough.
He
How about that?
Man enough for me.
You know, but my thing is, you allow a child to come into play. And I could have looked at it or rationalized a little better if it happened before the child. And if it happened at the beginning, like how long were they together before he even said that?
I don't know.
Like
okay.
I said, I would be depressed because here I am pregnant.
I could be depressed. I'm going to jump on him. Whoop that trick. Whoop that.
I couldn't even imagine. I'm serious. I could not even imagine. Let me read some more. 30 years ago, fewer of us were educated about the world of gender dysphoria. So my reaction was utter confusion, even desperation. My whole world began to crumble. They went into therapy where Thompson hoped her husband's mind might change. So, you know, they went to therapy. As we tried to work through our feelings, Bruce told me he was considering traveling out of the country, possibly to Denmark, to try to have the gender reassignment surgery anonymously and then come back as a female. Mm-hmm. What about our children, I asked. So, Brody must have been born at this
point,
too.
Okay, both of them. And I would be double devastated then.
No, because when you was playing with the first one, he already told you. So the second one should be no surprise.
No, she said, what about our children? Both of them was already here.
Right, they were. When he came out and told her this.
Oh, okay.
As we tried to work through our feelings, Bruce told... Oh, I'm sorry, I just read that. She says, what about our children? He thought maybe he could re-enter their lives as a female relative.
How old were the children at this point?
So you're going to leave as daddy. Daddy's gone, but here comes daddy's sister.
Exactly, but here's Aunt Caitlin. he was grasping for a lifeline. As devastated as I was, my heart bled for Bruce. Bruce told me that he still loved me, and after he transitioned, turn another page.
She better not.
He wished we were to stay married.
Oh, he did.
I mean, seriously. I mean, really. So you tell me you're a woman in a man's body, you want to go have a reassignment, gender reassignment, and then but you want to stay married.
What are we going to do?
So what does the female relative friend, I don't understand.
I don't
know.
But I've never been sexually attracted to women. I didn't want to be married to a woman, even if she were the same living, breathing entity that was my husband, Bruce. I knocked on the door with hope. Okay, he says, one weekend, Jenner asked Thompson to meet at a hotel in Manhattan. Now, this is crazy. I knocked on the door with hopeful anticipation that my marriage might be rekindled on this trip. Bruce opened the door dressed as Caitlin.
What happened?
Full wig, makeup, heels, a feminine dress adorning his muscular body, and a big smile on his red lips. I crumbled right there and burst into tears.
I would have too.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bruce said. I just wanted you to see who I really am. This is me.
And this is how he sees it.
Well, that was how she saw it too, him dressed as a woman. I still loved him, but now he felt more like my best girlfriend. We didn't have sex ever again.
Yeah, how can you get that out your mind?
Oh, my God.
Soon after, she told Jenner she had to leave the marriage. and they both cried. Jenner moved out in August 1985, but they decided not to tell Brandon and Brody about their dad's plans to transition, yet the boys still noticed. So he was taking hormones. And I get that he was, but he stopped. Because, you know, keeping up with the Kardashians, you know, I watched that show. Mm-hmm. And one day I started looking at Bruce, and I said, Bruce is looking
sickly.
Not necessarily sickly, Dolby. But looking odd. He looked, his face was changing. Mm.
It wasn't no more like the
Yeah. And Kim, do you guys remember what Kim said?
She walked in on him.
And he was wearing her dress.
And she closed the door and never said anything about it.
She said she closed the door and didn't say anything
about
it.
Not even to her mama.
Not even to her mother. She said she kept that secret. All that time.
What was he at out in the open for somebody to walk in and see him?
He was in, I guess he was in her room.
I'd be like, I'm moving. I am moving.
Bible, I'm moving.
JK, this is no joke.
What's JK?
Just kidding. JK, no, I'm Bible tonight.
I just can't even imagine her. Now, he also said that he told Chris.
I was about to say, how long were they together before he
But here's what he told Chris. He told Chris that he liked to dress in women's clothes. He didn't tell Chris that he wanted to become a woman. That is why Chris got mad.
So did he tell her that after they got married? That he liked
before.
Okay. To me, it's not a difference.
No.
Dressing in women's clothes. Because if you're going to register that, you go register it the same way.
But see, he had a lot of money.
Yeah.
So she married for money?
Absolutely.
I'm not saying she did, but I'm just saying Bruce had a lot of money. So maybe, you know, like Tanae said, maybe they overlooked the fact that he was a man, a woman in a man's body.
Buy it for me as well.
So let's go shopping together.
And how
let's
many
pick
kids
up
does she have by him?
Two.
Kendall and Kylie.
The first one didn't have kids?
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought they said they each had two kids.
Oh, did they? I don't know.
Each of his wives had two children by him.
Oh, okay, so he's got four kids.
He had three wives. That's six.
Two, four, ring, six. Ring. Oh, six. Yeah, that's right. Sorry. Ring that bell. Sorry. I'm going to ring your bell. That's what
ring
I'm going to do.
Bell.
So, I just cannot imagine if my father came to me and told me, hey, I want to be a woman now.
When this happened, did all of the kids embrace it positively?
I think, didn't Chloe have a problem with it? I think she took it hard. I think Chloe took it hard.
And that's the youngest.
No, Chloe's the middle child.
Who's the youngest?
Rob's the youngest, but Chloe is right before Rob.
Okay, so she's the youngest girl.
Yeah, she's the youngest girl. And so I can't even fathom.
Yeah.
You know what?
On one episode when they was like, you know, mom hasn't even met Caitlyn. What are you talking about? It's Bruce. I just wanted to jump to the TV and say, you know what?
Who said that?
I can't remember. They all sounded like.
It is true. Yeah, she was saying that. Yeah. She was upset because, again, even she said, I knew that he dressed in women's clothing. She said, but it is another thing to tell me that you want to become a woman.
What is the difference?
Well, I think it is sort of a difference.
Explain.
Because I put on women's clothes, I take them off. Becoming a woman, you don't ever take them off.
But if you can embrace the moment that you're in women's clothing, what's the difference in you being
you
in women's
be
clothing all the
woman.
Time?
Yeah, because true. Why would you? I mean, I can see if he said, you know, I like to, you know, I like a young thug it sometimes and put on dresses or something. You know, something's kind of a little breezy to me. But you talking about.
What language is she speaking
I have
right
no
now?
No idea.
You guys know that young thug likes to wear androgynous clothing.
Who is young thug?
Oh my gosh. It's not a who, it's more of a what is he? He's a rapper.
He's the one that kissed somebody in the mouth or something?
Yeah, him.
Who did he kiss in the mouth?
Baby. Was it Baby?
Oh, everybody.
No,
didn't Baby kiss Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
Birdman.
Oh, yeah, Birdman.
Didn't Lil Wayne kiss Birdman in the mouth one time? They were showing pictures of it.
I don't know, but yeah, I mean, he likes to wear different clothes. He paints his fingernails and things, you know, just
Isn't that the thing though? Like, I've seen some other people paint their fingernails. Yes, I have. I've seen some other rappers paint their fingernails too.
I've seen the quarterback off
like
of
black.
No. Did you guys see when Cam Newton came off the plane
with those little bitty pants on? Yes, we talked about that on the show. What was that?
And
that
those shoes.
Didn't he have on that Versace shirt
sweater
or something
around his neck?
That was a hot mess.
What was going on?
First of all, you are too big to be wearing those little bitty clothes.
You are too big to be wearing Knickerbockers, first of all.
Knickerbockers?
Not Knickerbockers.
You don't remember what? Oh, you're too young to know what Knickerbockers are.
Kulaks, what we call Kulaks back in the day.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know, guys. I feel for him. And to think that Bruce felt this way, he said, his entire life.
Well, you should have talked about that before you entered into any type of marriage.
And I remember, Bruce, he was such the epitome of masculinity.
But you had to think about it. Someone living a lie or living to what expectations of other people, you know, what they think of them, it has to be hard.
But nobody forced him to become an Olympian.
I know, but just think about, okay, he got to that place and was this ideal person that people, you know, looked up to.
Yeah.
And then to know that who they're looking up to is not who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, to have to be, you know, so to say, trapped in the closet for so long and dealing with your inner, you know, your inner feelings that you can't express to no one.
Which he said, I felt like I've lived a lie my entire life. I just, you know, and I'm just going to be honest, you know, I don't get transgender. I think that most people can kind of get with, you know, somebody being gay, saying I'm a man, but I'm sexually attracted to another man, or I'm a woman and I'm sexually attracted to another woman. But to say that you feel you are the wrong gender, like, that just, it's weird to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like to say that I'm a woman trapped in a man, like, I'm a woman trapped in a man's body. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah. Me neither.
I don't get it. What do you say, Tanae?
Honestly.
Because you know a transgendered person, don't you?
Yeah. One of my friends is becoming transgender, and it doesn't bother me. And sometimes I do refer to them as their previous name. You know, like, you know, I do sometimes say, like, boy, or I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. It does come out. But, I mean, it doesn't bother me because when I met that person, that's what they told me they wanted to do. And they're now doing it. And I'm, you know,
but
happy
how do you
for
feel
them.
About the decision?
And when you call him boy, what does he say?
He laughs because, you know, he's like, you know, you've known me before my process. So he doesn't get upset when I call him by his guy name. His name is legally changed and everything like that.
But oh, really?
Yeah, sometimes I do kind of call him his old name, because I mean, that's how I met him, and I mean, I do try to refrain from saying that sometimes.
Now,
they have to be going through counseling.
Yeah, I think 3 years.
For
I think
a couple of, yeah, I don't know how long, but they have to go, he's been going to counseling for it. So
let's talk more about that when we come back. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back in just a moment. We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. We were talking to Tanae before we went to break about, she has a friend who is transitioning, I think is the word that they use. And you said that you knew him before, but you knew that he was trying to transition. Like, did he talk to you about it before or what? How did that happen?
Yeah, he talked to me about it a couple times. And I mean, when I first met him, I knew he was a homosexual male. And it was fun with that. You know, he started gradually wearing tighter clothing. And then it kind of became more of feminine, you know, clothing. And then it, you know, went to the wigs and then to the makeup. Makeup was great. I mean, it just...
Are you serious? Like, full makeup? Like, full face makeup?
Yes.
You remember she showed us a picture of him? And he...
Oh, that's was, the one you showed mm-hmm. the picture.
Really, like you, if she didn't tell us, we wouldn't know.
Yes, I knew.
Oh. I was talking about, it's like double takes.
Yeah, and then one day he even, you know, explained to me the certain processing of other things that he did. I'm like, oh.
Like what? Like what do you mean?
Tucking.
Oh, like tucking. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm,
uh-huh. Like tucking, and I think.
I just, that's got to hurt.
Yeah. I mean, if you do it for a while, like,
And what if you get excited? Isn't it? What are they? Don't they use tape or something?
Yeah, that's only like when they're wearing like swimsuits.
I'm sorry.
You know what? Y'all going to hell.
I'm sorry.
Who was y'all?
I can't with y'all.
I'm just sorry. Okay,
I accept it. You know, and
cool. Well, there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do.
Yeah. But I mean, I support him fully for doing
sure,
it.
Sure, sure.
And it's just like something, it takes a lot of courage to do that.
And is he's taking hormones now? Yes. So what have you seen any type of?
Yeah.
Like, have he just slapped you for no reason? Like, what? Is it like, you know, sporadic?
You know what? I read something about that. No. And they say that's not true. Like a lot of transgender people, like a lot of people think that if a woman takes testosterone, it makes her aggressive. And a lot of transgendered men or female to male say that's a myth. That's not true.
Yeah, he's never slapped me.
Because he's taking animal. Yeah. Wow. I don't know.
You know what confuses me? What I can't really wrap my mind around things
is when they go to be with a boy still.
No, when a woman is attracted to another woman, but they get a woman that's considered like a stud, like that acts like a man. Like, so you no longer want men, but you get with a female that
who
portrays,
looks like one. Yeah, that's weird to me.
I don't get it.
That's weird to me too. Yeah,
I don't.
Or a man who wants another man that acts like a woman.
Yeah,
like
femme.
Yeah, like if you wanted a woman, why not be with a woman?
Yeah, my friend explained it to me, like broke it down to me, the understanding of, you know, like the whole thing. I mean, to my like top, bottoms, femmes, like all of that, and it was very like interesting.
It's like a whole another language.
It is. I mean, but without that understanding, it's a lot of things that I would question. But now I have a clearer understanding of what is what or why. Why the whys?
Why the whys?
Why the whys?
Yeah, because a lot of stuff I used to be like, why? But now I know. Okay. I have answers to my whys mm-hmm. because of mm-hmm. the breakdown.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about the person's choice. Like if Bruce wants to be he is a woman now, you know, I feel like that's his decision. If he can live with that and he can learn to embrace it and others around him are more tolerant of it, then yeah, go for it. You know, if that's what makes you happy, make yourself happy. Because before anything, you have to be happy with yourself in order to make others happy as well.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but you know, like how I just explained how I don't understand how like a female gets with a female that is a stud or acts very manly. The twist on it is like, I have seen two, like thug guys, you know, like two, both of them the same way, and I still say like, well, why?
You mean two gay guys, but they act very, very masculine.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
That confuses me too. So I'm just a bundle of confusion.
But you know what though? That should not confuse you, because isn't gay meaning you're a man and you're attracted to other men? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I could get that. I could get two masculine guys being attracted to each other.
I know, but I'm talking about like, ooh, like hardcore. Like yes, two.
I mean, I can get that though.
Come here, boy.
Just like two women being, I mean, you're attracted to other women, so you're attracted to the femininity.
I'm not gonna go there.
All right.
No. Water boy. Hippopotamus.
But I do. I get that though. I get that more than you
feminism.
Know. Yeah. I get that more than the other.
But then when I see two females, like two very beautiful females, I'm like, why?
I get that because that's what they're attracted to.
What
right.
you look like. I guess some people want what mirrors them. Now,
and then some people don't.
I haven't been saying that though.
What I don't understand
these mirrors
is the touch me not people. You know, I found out about that with Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, yeah.
Touch Me
what
Not.
What was her name? Kyle?
No. Chris. Frankie yes. Lyman.
Frankie.
She was a Touch Me Not.
Touch person. Me Not.
Yeah, what exactly does that mean?
Her vagina, forgive me for saying her lady part, she did not want to be touched at all.
No, I thought it was more than that. I thought it was anything that reminds her of being a woman. She doesn't want to touch.
Oh, like, also like her breasts too? Oh,
she didn't want to be touched, so she didn't want to touch those parts.
She didn't want to be touched right. on those parts. Anything that reminded her of being a woman.
Yeah, which is weird. It's just weird. It's just, you know, the whole thing is just sort of weird to me.
It makes me think that she wipe her bottom parts correctly.
You know what?
She don't want to be touching those. So like, I guess it just disgusts her. So she just, I don't. What does she do?
I doubt that. She probably.
So on to the next topic.
I'm not messing with you. I am not messing with you. So let's move on.
Yeah, back to Bruce, though. He could be a good female friend to Chris. Because, I mean, that's really what Chris was looking for anyway.
Who's Chris?
Chris.
From Love & Hip Hop?
No, Chris from Kardashian.
Second wife.
Chris. Third wife.
Chris Jenner? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Chris doesn't want to be. I mean, I think that they're friendly now. But I don't think
that they are divorced, too.
They're not. I don't think they're divorced yet, are they?
Mm-mm, but she has a boyfriend.
She definitely has. And she's gone black. Just like her daughters, except the only one.
Where do you think they got it from?
There are two daughters that haven't gone black, and that's Courtney and Kendall.
I thought Kendall was dating A$AP Rocky.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I heard that.
Who is A$AP?
I know. I do know that he's a rapper.
Yeah, he used to date the model Chanel. No, Iman Chanel.
Iman is like 60-something years old.
Not her. I can't remember.
I know that A$AP Rocky is a rapper. I do know that. I couldn't tell you any of his songs that he sings, but I do know that.
Yeah, Chanel Iman. That's the girl that he was dating.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know her either. I don't know her either. Okay. Is that him right there?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Lord. So Trump. Let's talk about Trump again. So
no.
Well, not about him, but there was a teen who he is of Indian descent, and he was a very big Trump fan. And this is his first year that he can vote. He turned 18 this year, and so this was going to be his first vote, and he was over the hill about voting for Donald Trump. Mm. He really felt that Donald Trump was the right candidate. Well, he goes, him and his father, they go to a Trump rally. Now, again, he's of Indian descent. He gets kicked out of the rally.
Why?
And they said that you look like somebody who made trouble at the last rally. Really? So now he is very much against Trump, and he is speaking out. They're saying, of course, that it's racism.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was black?
He was Indian. He's Indian.
Were you not listening, Ronnie V?
And, you know, in brown skin, you know, and he's saying that he just cannot believe. First of all, it's his very first Trump rally. He has never been to one before. So how could he be his? That's what the bodyguards say. You look like somebody that made trouble at another rally. Mm-hmm. And so we're just going to kick you out. Really?
Wow.
Really? Seriously.
Well,
so
that's
now,
what he gets for wanting to.
Well, that's what I said.
For wanting to be so for Trump. That's what you get.
Well, now anybody can vote for who they feel is right. For, you know, the job.
Let's, that's what you get.
Talk about him voting for Trump. I just find it odd and very interesting that
and peculiar.
This Indian,
yes,
you know, peculiar. Young man was targeted as a troublemaker.
So now who he's going for?
I probably Hillary.
Hill.
He didn't say, but probably.
Well,
probably
I know one
Hillary.
Person is not going to be his bestie, Trump.
Not going to be what?
Trump. He's not voting for Trump anymore.
No, that's correct. He said that he just cannot believe the racism that he experienced at a Trump, this man that he was so, you know, gung-ho about.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. How can he not believe that when it's been all over television?
That's it. That's what I said. That's what I said. All the stuff that he said about, you know, minorities and you know, Mexicans and, you know.
But he's Indian, so he was different.
Yeah, but he's still a minority.
He doesn't look at it like that. Yeah, he didn't do
his homework. Well, just like those two. What's the two black?
Diamond and Silk.
Diamond and who?
Silk.
Diamond and Silk. Mm-hmm. And neither one of them matching their names. Because she ain't a diamond and the other one ain't Silk.
Well, one's a Cuban zirconian and the other one is wool.
The other one is not wool, but what's...
flannel?
No, what's the polyester?
Now she like her name out to be poly.
Exactly. She Cupid zirconia and the other one is polyester. That's really funny.
Yeah.
That is really funny. Well, that is all the time we have for tonight. Listen, I thank you so much for listening. If you want to reach out to us, you can do so at thisishowwesee it@gmail.com. We thank you for listening. See you next time. Bye for now.